Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands, skies and waterways and pay our respects to all elders past and present. We pay our respects to the world's oldest continuing culture.
Hello everyone, this is Pano Apostolou and you're listening a podcast from SBS Greek. Today in our program, we're celebrating 30 years of a truly unique and tribalizing community organization, the Greek and Gay Support Network. Since 1995, this volunteer-run network has been offering connection, support, and pride to the LGBTQA+ individuals of Hellenic background in Melbourne and beyond. We have today in our studio three people. They will talk about their experiences growing up Greek and gay.
My name is Nektaris Christopoulos, born Melbourne, Greek Melbourne, and I'm a proud gay man.
I'm Kathy Politis, born in Athens, survived everything here in Melbourne, and I'm a proud lesbian.
I'm John Zimas, born in Australia, of Greek heritage, and proud to be gay.
Welcome to the show, guys. We will go one by one. First of all, we will start from Nektarios. Nektarios, thank you very much for being with us today. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I was born in Australia by Greek immigrant parents and lived most of my life here, apart from some odd years in Greece.
When was the first time that you discovered your sexuality, your personality?
It would have been in my early teens, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fairly early.
Yep, was it comfortable? Did you feel comfortable?
No. So I didn't feel comfortable for another 15 years after that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So these 15 years, it was a kind of, if I may say, a difficult period for you?
Well, I just kept it quiet. So in that respect, yes, it was difficult. But I just kept it quiet and sort of slowly in my 20s started to slowly come out.
Number two person in our company, την Κατερίνα.
Γεννήθηκα στην Αθήνα και ήρθα εδώ πολύ μικρή, 4 χρονών. Came here to Australia when I was 4. I've lived most of my life in Australia. I knew I had gay tendencies when I was 16. That was in the early 70s. And you couldn't come out and say anything to anybody. So we did the right thing, got married, had children, and I lived a life, not in fear, I wouldn't say fear, but I would say I wasn't comfortable to come out and tell someone who I really was. Not until I turned 46. And then I made the decision to come out and tell my family first and then tell my friends. My children took it really bad. They didn't speak to me for a long time. My brother was accepting. I had already lost my mum, and my father already had an idea I was gay, but I just told him it's 2000 and something now and you need to get over it. So that was the end of that series. But I'm happily in a relationship now and my kids know about it. I've got 6 grandchildren, so I'm happy and comfortable now, not then.
The third person we have here today is Yanis.
Also born here, of Greek parents.
How did you discover your sexuality?
Very, very late in life. I think I might have had an inkling when I was about 18, but I didn't really think about it for too long. Fell in love, got married, traditional marriage with a girl, had kids, similar to Katerina. And then through some counselling, discovered who I really was at the age of about 34. So that was pretty much the end of the marriage. And the kids were still very young, so there was no point coming out then as much as I probably wanted to. But eventually, the kids have been fine since day one, pretty much. They're a part of my life, a very big part of my life, even today. And like Katerina, I'm a grandfather as well, a very young grandfather. Yeah, life's good. It was a struggle coming out, though, with extended family. My parents were both still alive. I wasn't planning to come out, but it all happened eventually. And that was difficult, losing effectively my parents in a way. Not totally, but in a way. But my sister was there. She was really good. She was my support.
Nice.
Through all of that. Plus, I discovered this group. I discovered Support Mechanism.
We'll talk about the group later. I want to go back to Nectario. You told me about this 15 years of your life. Yep. You were struggling growing up, coming out. It was a complex period for you. And can you become a little bit more specific?
It was complex because I got to high school, you know, end of high school. People, you know, guys were dating girls. I didn't. I knew I wasn't interested, but then I had to keep my sexuality quiet. And everyone just assumed that I just was a loser that didn't date, you know. So that was difficult. And I look back now and I think it would have been nice, you know, at that age to be able to go out and get a boyfriend like everyone else does, which I think now happens more often. But yes, it was a difficult time. But I guess I just came out later. It took me a while to start to tell anyone.
When you say you kept quiet in your day life, your nightlife was different? Like the weekends, were you be more active in the gay community back then?
No. No. So I never went out even to a gay nightclub until I was in my late 20s. Yeah. So I even stepped in at the pier and ran straight back out. But yes, it was very late.
Were there people that you were trusting back then to discuss about things, like friends, colleagues?
No, the first person I ever told was one of my sisters, but I was 26 or 7.
How was it with that, with your
sister? It was fine. See, I think, and I recommend that, to find a family member that you're comfortable with and tell them, rather than, if I sat down my parents and the whole family, it would not have gone well. So I slightly told one person, and then I told another sister, and then... And I slowly came out to friends as well and so on. But it was a slow process that started in my late 20s. But it didn't go for that long. I think within 2 or 3 years, everybody knew.
Katerina, I've met girls like you from your generation.
Yes.
And I have the feeling that being a lesbian, it was, how can I say, it was easier for you girls to come out, to be part of the community, of the society. Is that a myth?
That is a myth.
That is a myth.
That is a myth. It's possibly okay now. Parents are more understanding now. But my generation of parents, there was no way you could come out. Well, when I was growing up in the 70s and I knew that I was gay, I had to produce grandchildren. And the only way that I could do that at that time was to marry a male. And that's what happened. Traditional marriage, I had children. And then when I realized later on in my years that there was no way I was staying with a male, I decided to break it all off. And still, it took me another 10 years before I went out into the social events and social groups like the Greek and Gay and support and try and get out there. But no, it wasn't easier for lesbians.
When you think all this period that you were quiet, do you think a part of your life is gone?
I feel like I lost 30 years of my life because I had to suppress who I was. It makes a big difference, but I don't regret having children. That isn't my biggest asset in my life. I absolutely adore them.
Yanni, you were not one of the founders of the Greek and Gay Support Group, were you? No. Can you tell us if you remember the first steps of this, of the group?
From what I've learned, a particular guy established the guys group because at the time in 95, I believe there was an Italian group and he needed some support and he went to Thorn Harbour, then known as the VAC, to see if he could start up a Greek one. And that's how it basically started. I believe at the same time, separately, another girl was starting up a girls group.
So you had to go to a government service to ask permission to form a group?
No, you didn't have to. But the VAC was there to provide support and they had counsellors and a whole heap of other medical services and whatever. And at that time that we were established, like I said, there was an Italian group. I believe the Jewish group might have been already established. So there was some history there of other ethnicities creating groups. Later on, we had an Arab group, we had Asian groups, we had Southeast Asian groups, a whole heap of different groups.
Do you remember the first gathering that you went to?
Yeah, by the time I started, the group had been going for about 3 years, and it was very daunting first time because I thought, who am I going to see here that I know? But then again, you quickly realize it doesn't really matter. And eventually I did see someone that I knew from family.
How was it? What happened there?
It was very informal, which was great. There was probably about 10 or 15 guys.
Was it in a coffee shop?
No, it was in an office, in a sort of like a meeting room, a big meeting room.
In Melbourne, in the
city?
Yeah,
in South Yarra. So we're all sitting around a big table. You know, initially you're very nervous, you know, you don't know what to say, but eventually, you know, you see that everyone is quite relaxed. No one's a professional in there, and it's never been run by professionals. It's just other people relaying their stories and their experiences. Some people you may agree with, others you may not agree with.
All Greeks.
Hellenic, because we have Cypriot brothers as well.
Of course.
Yeah, and sisters. And at the same time, I was going to another group, an ex-married men's group. So I got a bit of both. I got the Greek from the one group and the ex-family situation from another group. But I stuck out with the Greek group because it was more fun. It was literally more fun. I mean, there's some nights we'd be crying from all the laughing. Yeah, people joking or people...
About what, their experiences or their...
No, but sometimes, you know, the conversations, went, you know, sometimes we talk about Greek theatre. And we had some quite theatrical individuals in
characters.
The group. Yes. You know, it was my first experience at seeing Greek theatre in, a live situation, not on the TV, so to speak. And it was hilarious. And we made some really good friends as well. Most of my friends I've met through the group. Most of them.
Nektaria, your experience with the group?
Well, I first went in around about 2000, so a few years after it opened. It was the same time that I sort of started to come out, probably the first time I went to a gay nightclub as well, around that time. So I secretly went. The first time I walked in, it was a bit sort of daunting and that, but I never looked back. I had some of the best times of my life in those meetings. As John said, they were so much fun. You know, the swearing in Greek, and, you know, it goes on, and sometimes we'd just go on, and it'd be outrageous. And then we'd meet out as well, you know, we'd go out to clubs and that, so it was a great time.
It was the period when you were coming out, but you still felt the need to join the group, eh?
Well, yes, so I was coming out, I found it in the paper, in the Gay Rags, and I thought, I'll go along. But eventually, sort of, it ended up becoming a social thing for me. I met all these people, it was fun, all these other Greeks, and it became a social thing, and I just kept going back. I didn't really require so much to come out because that was in process, but it became a social thing for me. And, you know, you were spending time with other Greek men who were also gay, who in the Greek community... at the time, you know, my cousins, friends, family members, males would not come out, especially not to each other or to the family. So it would have been all quiet, like for me it was quiet too.
Katerina, you remember your meetings there?
I do. I went to my first meeting in 2007. After I had decided to come out, I needed some support. I found the Greek and Gay ad in one of the, I don't even remember what magazine it was in. So I contacted someone there and they told me to contact a particular lady who was running it, and I ended up meeting her and her, and about half a dozen other women. We met at a, can't remember, it was a coffee shop somewhere. And then eventually we ended up going into the same building where the guys used to run their meetings, and we started getting a lot more girls coming in. Then they started to dwindle out. But like the guys, I found my best social years in there. It was easier to talk to, easier to relate to everybody. The experiences they've all had coming out in a migrant family that was very backward-minded is so hard for everybody.
Many people believe, even non-Greeks, that the Greek community can sometimes be seen as conservative. Do you believe that, or we have moved on?
I believe our current generations have moved on, but not the older generations. And even people my own age are still struggling with conservatism, especially when it comes to the gay community.
Why we couldn't change that, in your opinion?
Church-dominated religious factor. You're born a boy or you're born a girl, and that's the way you should be. There's no changes. You can't marry someone of the same sex. You can't have children in an IVF relationship. All that kind of stuff. It goes against what our religious beliefs are. And that plays a big part in a lot of our upbringing. Doesn't anymore, because I don't push that with my children. But in my year and in my generation of growing up, if you didn't do what you were supposed to do by our social trends, then you were an outcast. You weren't seen as someone who abides by their laws.
John, you've got kids, you've got grandchildren. Do they think different about being a queer person today? Did they learn that from school? Did you tell them? Did you teach them? How is this going on with this generation?
Look, I think the younger generation, I don't know, we're talking about, well, my kids are in their 30s now. They had a different upbringing, first of all, from their parents, us, both me and my ex-wife, even while we were divorced, were very into our children's upbringing, and we had similar outlooks. We both knew gay people, and I use the word gay to mean all of us. I think it was much easier for them to, and I'm sure they might have had gay friends at some point in their lives. We haven't really discussed it. They were fine with my coming out.
Do they ask questions to you? Do they wonder what happened to you? And do they become curious?
Not really. I think we might have discussed it briefly. But, you know, they started meeting my friends, especially when they were younger. I had a friend who also had kids. So we'd get together. We had the same weekends, so to speak. So it was a good opportunity for them to get to know other kids as well. So we did quite a bit of that. So they met a lot of my friends first. I remember my daughter and her partner at the time, or fiancé, came to my 50th at a gay club. More of my friends, and they had a ball. My son has since come out, so it's a different story there.
What happened there? Tell me. Is it something recent that happened
no,
recently?
No. It was definitely over pre-COVID.
How did it happen?
Well, obviously he discovered he was gay. I won't go into the details about how I discovered it. He had his own issues. Even though he's the younger generation, you know, and he knew about me, I thought I had blazed through and opened all the doors and made life so much simpler. But he was still worried about his grandmothers. So my mother and his other grandmother, and how they would take it. And all I could say to him is, look, my mother survived me. She'll survive you. And that's the one thing that I learned from the group. I only came across one experience in my many years at the group where someone got thrown out of their home. Greek families, no matter what the issues we have, they don't want to broadcast it to the world, because Theos Naphylax Dithapio Cosmos. But the love that they have for their children won't change. they might struggle with their sexuality or whatever other issue their child is going through, but the love they have for that child will not change. Most cases, I would hope, from what I've seen anyway. And I found the same. Yes, my dad got a bit cold towards me, but eventually never got back to normal, mm-hmm. but we survived it, put it that way. Mm-hmm. But he's doing fine. He's doing better than his dad did, that's for sure.
Nectaria, do you have kids?
I do not, no.
Are you planning to?
No, I think I'm a bit old for that now.
Okay, if you have a young Nectario in front of you, like in his early teens, tell me a few pieces of advice that you will give to him to move on with his life.
As a teenager, probably the best advice that would have given to my younger self is there's nothing wrong with you because, you know, I mean, the delay in coming out is related to sort of self-acceptance. There's nothing wrong with you. And also, it's not that big a deal as you think it's going to be. When people find out, even Greek family and everything, it's not that big a deal as what you're imagining it in your head.
Because we moved on as part of the progressiveness yeah. of this Australian society as a whole, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you agree?
I agree, yes, certainly. Mm. I would give him the same advice. Be yourself and just look forward to a brighter future. Be happy.
John, tell us a bit about the upcoming event, 30 Years, Greek and Gay Support Network. What are you planning to do?
Nothing too big. It's a simple tavern night. We've been to the Aegean before. It's a good venue for us. They do all the work, which is really good. We just have to put a few things together. As many members as can will come, even friends of the Greek community, whether gay or straight, will be there.
When is the event?
30th of May, Friday the 30th of May. Tickets on sale online, nothing at the door. There'll be Greek music, there's a band performing, there'll be food. You know, it's a Greek event, you can't not have food. Even when we had events at the clubs, we still managed to get food in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe there's a belly dancer as well performing.
Boy or a girl?
Girl.
Sad.
For you. But the girls, I'm sure, will appreciate it. Maybe you'll come, Bano, and give us your own belly dancing. Although I know there is one male belly dancer attending.
Here we go.
So maybe he'll...
You never know.
You never know.
My last question, Caterina, do we need to do conversations like this? Do we need to bring your stories out there into the community? Is this useful, what we're doing here today, in your opinion? Do we need
to? I think so.
What is going to serve? What's the purpose of it?
It's going to allow the next generation to feel comfortable with themselves and not feel like they were scared or had to live in hiding. They can go out there and be a part of society without having anyone judge them. That's the main thing I can say.
Mm-hmm. Nectaria? Any last words?
To date, I mean, still, there are Greeks that are my generation or older that are still aren't out. So, and that's a bit sad, you know, in this time of year, but it's true. Mm. So
it's not just, we need to think about our generation of people, okay?
Also, and the next one, yeah.
John, do we need these discussions? I mean, you've been to our program several times, but do we need to bring them on?
Yeah, I don't think we should ever stop. We'll be here as long as we're needed. I mean, I mentioned to another reporter not too long ago, I said, you know, the aim of the group is to retire, to wind it up, because we're not needed anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But whether that happens in 5 years or 100 years, who knows? Probably the latter. But if we can help one person, if one person hears this and thinks that I should go and see someone because I need to deal with this issue, then we've helped someone. I mean, the levels of suicide that our generation experienced were phenomenal because of the sexuality. If we can prevent just one of those, mm-hmm. that's we've done more than enough. There's always more to do. we've still got to get into the Greek community a lot more. We've got a lot of work to still do in the Greek community. And I'm not talking about the church there, just the broader Greek community. Because we knock on doors, but they just don't answer. There's only so much we can do.
Thank you very much, all of you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.